Been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military.
I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
If you're in the market for a new home, you might think that real estate agents are just for the seller.
But buyers with real estate agents are smart shoppers, and the seller pays the commission.
But buyers beware. Before you choose an agent, read our story. Choose agent carefully before buying a house when you hit MoneyPit.com. Just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now, 888-MONEYPIT.
Presented by Avatron Restoration Products, the Angie app, and RiverbendHome.com. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on projects around your house, whether it's decor, remodeling, or repair. We would love to answer those questions and help you get moving on whatever it takes to create your best ever home. Today is episode 2096.
Wow.
I know, right? Crazy. The numbers just keep getting bigger. And we are so pleased and proud to have been able to help you with these questions for so many years. So don't sit by. Pick up the phone. It's a participation sport. You got to call us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post them to moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, did you know that one dandelion can make up to 15,000 weed seeds? And guess what happens to all those weed seeds? They end up in your lawn. So if you want to win the battle against these little green invaders, we're going to share tips today on how to tackle stopping weeds for the entire season.
And if you've ever remodeled a bathroom, one of the most difficult areas to get right is the shower. We're going to share a kit that takes all of the guesswork out of that project.
And apartment living has its advantages, but a yard of your own, well, it's typically not one of them. But that is no reason to give up on the idea of having your own garden. We're going to show you how you can create your own bountiful garden using the space that you have.
And we may even give you some tools to help you tackle those projects as well, because today we have a Hart 20-volt hybrid 12-inch string trimmer, edger, and blower kit to give away, and it's worth $154. Hart tools are so well made, they're versatile, and you can find them exclusively at Walmart.
So to qualify, you got to call us with your home improvement question. That Hart 20-volt hybrid string trimmer, edger, and blower kit is going out to one listener drawn at random. So call us, write us, post your questions. The number again, 1-888-MONEYPIT. The website is moneypit.com. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
All right, let's say hi to Katie in Massachusetts, who has a whole house dehumidifier question. What's going on?
I purchased a wave ventilation system. It was advertised on one of the radio stations that I listen to. Companies based in Canada, I checked them out, Better Business Bureau, they're all fine. But my electrician had a question for me that he's really not sure that I should keep it because you hook it up in the basement away from the
heating system.
The heating system, thank you. And then you open up a vent, you know, to the top of the house, which we have. We did that up the basement stairs into the mud room. So there's a vent there that will feed this system, but there's no return. And my electrician said, gosh, if you don't have a vent from the outside feeding in the air to circulate, he just doesn't see how the whole system will really work efficiently if there's not something feeding this flow.
I think you've got a great electrician there and a guy who really understands building science, because I got to tell you, I hear the advertisements for these systems all the time and they leave me scratching my head, because you know, what they claim to do is to, you know, dehumidify your basement. And the way they do that is they simply take the basement air and they pump it upstairs.
Yeah, but then what do you do with all that moist air in the rest of the house?
Well, upstairs, you don't notice it as much because it doesn't collect and sit and the temperatures are warmer, so it gets absorbed into the air. And, of course, that means that the basement is going to be less humid because that moisture is being pumped upstairs. But if you pump too much airflow upstairs, you're going to depressurize the basement. And the reason it has to be that far away from the furnace is because if you depressurize the basement, guess what's going to happen to all of the fumes that are generated by your heating system? The draft's going to reverse, and you'll start filling your house with that combustion gas, like including carbon monoxide. Now, in a typical ventilation system, like let's say you have a really high efficiency house, like my cousin's building a house right now that's an Energy Star rated house. He's using foam insulation, it's going to be a really tight house. And I was explaining to him the other day that because it's so tight, you might need to bring in fresh air to this house. And typically, the average house, we don't worry about bringing in fresh air because our homes are naturally drafty. But when you build a tight house, you have to bring in fresh air to exhaust stale air. And the way they do that is basically by pulling in cold air from the outside and exhausting it with stale air from the inside. But they trap the heat so you're not exactly just filling your house up with cold air. You're able to sort of transfer it. There's a mechanical way to do that. These ventilation systems that you're describing are only one half of that. They're basically just sucking the moisture out of the basement and pumping it upstairs. So to me, it just seems like somewhat of a pointless exercise that potentially could go horribly wrong if the basement was depressurized. Have you noticed that the basement is less humid as a result of running this thing?
We actually haven't even put it in yet because we're a month away from moving in, but I purchased it. But on this wave ventilation system, the system itself is, it's ducted to the outside. So what it does is it sucks air in from the bottom from, obviously the basement, but it draws from the top half of the house and it expels it. So, but I don't know how it's replaced. It just doesn't make any sense. And that's what our electrician said. So the air that is circulated through the system is not pumped back upstairs. It's actually expelled through the house, but what replaces it?
Well, and also the other issue here is if you're going to take all the moisture, all the air from inside the house and pump it outside, then you're going to depressurize. And again, you may drive up the heating costs as a result or the cooling costs as a result. Listen, I honestly don't think they're necessary.
Okay.
I wouldn't ever put one in my house. And if you can cancel the contract, I'd recommend you do that.
Really? Okay. So what do we do to keep the basement dry?
All right, so let's talk about that. So there's a bunch of things that you can do. Keeping your basement as dry as possible starts at the foundation perimeter outside your house. You want to make sure that the soil slopes away from the wall. You want it to have it drop about 6 inches over 4 feet, well tamped down, and then covered with stone or mulch or grass. But you always want to have that sort of slight slope away from the foundation perimeter. In addition to that, you also want to make sure that the gutters are clean and free-flowing and that the downspouts are extended 4 to 6 feet away from the house. That can help move the water away from that critical area of the foundation perimeter and stop it from building up in the soil right against the foundation walls where it will get into the house. Those two things alone will make a huge difference in how much moisture gets down there. Now, is the basement finishable?
Yes. And it's beautiful. It's all rock. It's, the original owner who was previous to us built this home, and it's a fortress.
Okay. So if you were to ultimately finish the basement and heat it, that is also going to dry it out, too, because warm air is going to absorb any moisture that's in the air. The other thing that you can do is you could paint the interior walls with a damp-proofing paint that stops just the normal soil moisture from evaporating into the house itself. And if it does ever get damp, I would put a dehumidifier down there before I put one of these big ventilation systems. I just make sure that I drained it outside. And you can do that through something called a condensate pump.
Sure. Okay. Thank you very much.
I hope that makes sense. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
You are tuned to the Money Pit. What's your dilemma, guys? What are you DIYing at home and you're kind of stuck on? Well, we would love to help, so give us a call at 888 Money Pit, presented by Angie. If your plumbing springs a leak, you need someone there right away. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects with the Angie app. Download it today.
And just ahead, we all love a lush green garden, but sometimes what green? Well, it's not exactly grass, nor is it very lush. We're going to share tips to stop weeds from destroying your lawn after this. Create your outdoor oasis and make your patio or deck the favorite hangout room in your house with RiverbendHome.com. From gorgeous outdoor dining sets and hammock chairs to one-of-a-kind fire pits, planters, and even outdoor pizza ovens, Riverbend Home has everything you need.
And don't forget to tie it all together with beautiful patio string lights. They're super popular for your patio, deck, yard, or garden. Then set your table with gorgeous outdoor dinnerware that's as durable as it is beautiful.
And now through May 31st, Money Pit listeners can save even more when you visit RiverbendHome.com and use the promo code MONEYPIT15. You'll get 15% off your order of $150 or more. Just use the promo code MONEYPIT15 at checkout. That's MONEYPIT15.
With unique finds for the inspired home, you'll find everything you need to create your outdoor oasis at RiverbendHome.com. And remember, use promo code MONEYPIT15 to save 15% on your order of $150 or more. We're all spending more time in our backyards. Use Rumblestone from Pavestone and create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and the how-to videos at pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
When your plumbing springs a leak, you need someone there right away. When you're planning a home renovation, you want to find the best pro for the job. And when you own a home, it's important to keep up with the maintenance as the seasons change. Wouldn't it be great if you could handle all of that with one app? Meet Angie, your home for everything home. Expert pros, hundreds of projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. Download the Angie app today.
Now that winter's passed, have you noticed rotted wood around your windows, doors, or exterior trim? Over time, wood can become damaged from exposure to moisture, bugs, and UV. But there's no need to replace the damaged wood. You can repair it instead.
Abitron's liquid wood and wood epox are easy-to-use epoxy adhesives that make structural, shrink-free, cost-effective repairs to rotted or damaged wood. These products are great for windows, doors, columns, or other wooden features that have been exposed to the elements and are showing signs of deterioration. They restore the wood for a permanent repair.
And here's how. Liquid wood penetrates deep into soft deteriorated wood and then hardens, restoring its strength. And wood epox is a lightweight epoxy wood filler that rebuilds the missing wood. It hardens to a material that can be worked just like real wood.
Both products can be sanded and painted, saving you the time, trouble, and expense of replacing rotted wood. Abitron liquid wood and wood epox are proven by decades of outstanding performance. To learn more and to find a dealer near you, visit abitron.com. That's abatron.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And you can follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. Well, if you're ready to get outside and take on yard and garden work, we are ready to help with a fantastic giveaway from our friends at Hart Tools. We've got the Hart 20-volt hybrid 12-inch string trimmer, edger, and blower kit. Now, this is perfect for small and medium yards, and it includes the hybrid 12-inch string trimmer and edger, the blower sweeper, and two 2-amp-hour 20-volt batteries, and a fast charger.
Now, the 12-inch string trimmer easily converts to an edger with a rotating shaft, and the blower sweeper is lightweight and comfortable to use, but it generates crazy powerful air speeds up to 170 miles per hour, and the kit works with any Hart 20-volt battery or extension cord. Now, they're exclusively at Walmart, offering a complete line of tools and accessories so that you can easily tackle any project. Do it with Hart. You can learn more at harttools.com.
That Hart 20-volt string trimmer, edger, and blower kit is worth $154, but we're going to give it away to one listener drawn at random. Maybe that'll be you. All you need to do is pick up the phone and call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions at moneypit.com.
Stephen in Texas needs some help with a cabinet project. What can we do for you?
Yeah, so my wife has challenges with chemicals like the formaldehydes and glues and paints that they put in kitchen cabinets, the new ones. And I was wondering if you had any idea, like, what a person could use that you could get away from them type of chemicals in cabinets.
So you're looking for a cabinet manufacturer that is sort of formaldehyde-free and VOC-free, is that correct?
Yeah, that'd be right, yes.
Steve, that's an interesting question because when it comes to kitchen cabinets, so many of the products that go into kitchen cabinets have the potential to have VOCs or volatile organic compounds in them because you could start with the boards that are used to build the cabinets, if they're a press board or a composite board of some sort that may have formaldehyde in it, for example, then you have the finishes and on and on and on. I think what you want to do is you want to look for kitchen cabinetry that is built to meet the new CARB 2 standard, that C-A-R-B 2 standard. That stands for the California Air Resources Board, and that's a standard that measures the level of those types of toxins in cabinetry. And so if you search for kitchen cabinets that meet that standard, I think that's a good place to start.
Would you have any idea, like, maybe some metal cabinets, you know, like, that would look nice in a kitchen, like, would you have any ideas on something like that?
Well, you'd still have finishes on metal cabinets that would have some of the same issues.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't seen metal cabinets in a kitchen in forever. The Gladiator folks at Whirlpool are doing a really good job these days with metal cabinetry for laundry rooms and utility areas and spaces like that. But I don't know if that cabinet line is going to extend to the point where you'd have enough flexibility to do it in a kitchen.
Well, I can share with you a vendor of a, you know, no formaldehyde added cabinetry. They're actually beautiful handmade wooden cabinets. I'm not sure of their price point, but I am familiar with the fact that they are not adding any chemicals to it, and they are very responsible in how they utilize the wood and the products that they use to make their cabinets. It's a company out of Portland, and their name is Neil Kelly, and it's N-E-I-L-K-E-L-L-Y. And then there was a metal cabinet manufacturer that I was familiar with a while ago. It's Philip Metal, and it's F-I-L-L-I-P. It's sort of this, you know, new revival of some interesting repurposed materials, and, you know, you might want to check them out as well.
Okay, well, thank you very much for the information. I appreciate it.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, we all love a lush green lawn, but sometimes what's green isn't exactly grass, nor is it very lush. In fact, weeds can destroy a lawn and remove any chance of turning your backyard into a perfect putting spot.
Yeah, that's right. And especially when you consider that just one dandelion plant can make up to 15,000 weed seeds. I mean, it's a wonder any of us win the battle against these green invaders. So to help, we've got a few tips on how to keep those weeds away from your beautiful lawns.
Yeah, first of all, the best way to control dandelions and other weeds in your yard is to grow a thick, vigorous lawn. Now, dense grass is going to crowd out those weeds and then block the sunlight that their seeds need to germinate. However, that's not always so easy to do. Now, lawn weeds fall under three broad categories: unwanted grasses, grass-like plants called sedges, and broadleaf plants. To get rid of them, you've got to identify the type of weed and then target that specific type.
That's right. So the best solution is not a single solution. No single herbicide or weeding technique or lawn care tactic is going to work against everything. So how you attack those weeds in your lawn really depends on which one of those you have.
Yeah. Now, if you're looking for some options that are not pesticide-based, a weed barrier really is a better solution. And another option is to get a covering on the ground that will compete with the weeds. Now, thick grass is going to crowd out those weeds and block their sunlight, so you got to get that to achieve that as well.
And finally, remember the timing. That's pretty important. So if you're going to spray for weeds, you do that in June, July. And if you want to rototill and install a new lawn, that is August to September. Best time to get that done so that those roots have time to grow deep before the following summer's heat sets in.
Sandy in Pennsylvania, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yes, I was calling to ask about building a garage. My husband and I just bought a home. It's a two-story colonial, but there's no garage. And we're trying to decide detached, with or without a breezeway. We know we want it to be oversized, but we're trying to decide which would be the most efficient and convenient choice to go with.
So it's as much an architectural question as it is a structural question, because you're trying to figure out what's going to fit best with the property. So that involves looking at the house itself in terms of its design, and also looking at the neighborhood to determine, you know, what's going to fit in well, because it's okay to have the nicest house on the block, but it's not okay if it's that much nicer that the rest of the neighborhood pulls it down in value. Does that make sense?
Yes. And I think the rest of the homes are very, very similar, except they have garages.
Okay. Well, then that's a good model for you to follow.
Okay.
Now, if you have the breezeway, then obviously you're going to have more functional space. So I'm not quite sure what we can do to help you with this question, because it's really a design that you have to kind of agree on with your husband, and then set apart building it. When it does get built, it obviously has to be built by a pro in accordance with all of the local regulations, which are going to probably require that you have a set of architectural plans.
Okay.
So you may just want to start with that, because an architects can help you look at the options very easily with the computer programming they use today, and give you a chance to look at it from several different angles, both outside and inside, in terms of available storage space and in different configurations.
Okay. Also, we need to replace the roof on the home. So I was thinking, you know, making it an attached or with a breezeway kind of makes it a little bit more efficient as we replace the roof on the home. We'd be putting the roof on the garage as well.
Okay. Well, it would make sense for you to do the entire roof and have that folded into the same project. And then you could, in fact, fold it into the same financing, too, if you're financing the project. So, yeah, I'm all for planning those projects to be done together, because when the roofing team is on site, that will be the most cost-effective way to get it all done.
Okay.
And to have it match.
Okay.
You know, we did our roof in the last year, and we did everything but the garage, and the garage really didn't need it. But seeing that brand-new, beautiful roof on the house, I just decided that I would ignore the fact that I had a few years of life left in my garage roof, and we did that as well, which is why we always say that the three most expensive words in home improvement are might as well.
Right, right.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, presented by Angie. When you're planning a home renovation, you want to find the best pro for your job. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects with the Angie app. Download it today.
And just ahead, if you've ever remodeled a bathroom, one of the most difficult areas to get just right, well, it's the shower. We're going to share a kit, though, that takes all the guesswork out of that part of the project next.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hello there. My name is Maddox, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit bescout.org, and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
My name is Kathleen, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun, we play sports, and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit bescout.org to find a pack near you.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Money Pit is presented by Angie. Have a home to keep up with? Then you need Angie. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects, upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. And guys, we know owning a home is a combination of love, pride, and sometimes heart-stopping fear, which gets a little worse when it's time to take on a repair or improvement. But we are here to help. So call us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
All right, now we're going to chat with some of our Canadian friends. We've got Ronald on the line from Ontario who's got a question about a ceiling fan. How can we help you?
I want to replace a light fixture with a combination ceiling fan light fixture, but I'm concerned about supporting its weight. I can't go into the attic and construct a support because there's no access. I bought a device called a safety brace for ceiling fans at Rona that is underwriter's laboratory tested, but I'm afraid it might not be trustworthy. You install it by removing the existing junction box and putting the brace through the hole into the attic and expanding it outwards by means of a threaded shaft. Would you trust this setup?
Yeah, I definitely would, because it's going to be just as secure as if you could nail or screw that thing in. As long as you can get from side to side, if you can get to the ceiling joists on opposite sides, and you expand it like it's supposed to, it digs in securely to both ceiling joists and gives you just as much support as you might have if you were able to access that attic and tie those in directly. It's actually a pretty ingenious device, so I think I definitely would trust it.
Well, I guess I'll go forward with it then, but it's just got the three claws on each end, three nails or spikes on each end, but it's been tested.
Right, and once you expand it into those joists, I mean, it's like a bar. You go up in the hole, Leslie, and then you unscrew it, and as you do that, it expands and presses deeply into those ceiling joists. And as long as you do that and you get a good secure fit, I think you'll be good to go. It's been around for quite a while.
I mean, that's really what's holding it up there, and that's the job.
Okay, well, thank you for that advice.
All right, good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if you're a pro or a serious DIYer that remodels bathrooms, you know that one of the most difficult areas to get right is the shower. It's a small space. It's got a lot of intersections between the walls, the floors, the shower pan, the plumbing, and they all have to be assembled just right if you want a leak-free job, which, you know, we're all working towards.
Now, Schluter has a solution that makes this process much simpler, and it assures you a leak-free result. It's called the Schluter Kerdi, K-E-R-D-I, the Schluter Kerdi Shower Kit. Now, first off, the Kerdi Shower Kit completely takes the guesswork out of shopping. As long as you know the dimensions of your shower, choosing the right kit is very easy. And from there, the kit totally simplifies the process and includes everything you need to create a completely waterproof shower area that is ready for tile, including a preformed shower tray for the floor, along with a shower curb, waterproof membrane for the walls, and a drain assembly. In fact, the only thing that you need to buy separately is a drain grate, because there are just so many to choose from.
Now, this kit's designed for professional installers or for an advanced do-it-yourselfer, and it really does the legwork for you. To learn more about the Schluter Kerdi Shower Kit, you want to go to Schluter.com or call 800-472-4588.
That's Schluter.com, S-C-H-L-U-T-E-R.com.
Judy in Iowa is on the line with an electrical question. Tell us about what's going on at your place.
My electricity gives me wonder. It's so far so good. And our house is old. It was built in the late 1920s, and we love it there. It's a big old farmhouse, but it's got knob and tube wiring in it, and the electrician said that was there, that I'm not sure he's a full-fledged electrician, but he said that it was okay, and he said just don't mess with it, and it'd be all right. But I just get nervous in the summer when we have the air conditioner on. Every once in a while, the lights seem to go dimmer when the air turns on. So I'm just wondering if we should stick with what we have, or is that a danger? Do I need to switch, or do we need to change it over to something else, or what?
So knob and tube wiring is the very first centrally wired type of house wiring that was available. And it's called knob and tube because there are ceramic knobs, like little, they look like almost like drawer poles, and they're attached to the side of the structure. So that might be, for example, the rafters or the ceiling joists. And then the wires are stretched from knob to knob to knob. And where it goes through a joist, there's a ceramic tube that's inserted in it. And that's why it's called knob and tube. Now, knob and tube wiring, the biggest issue with it is it's not grounded, nor is it groundable. So it's unsafe from a user perspective, but even more important, you know, that wiring was done like in the 1930s, and it's pretty much falling apart today. Very often you'll see the rubber insulation just break and fall off and crumble. And in addition to that, the reason that the wires are strung off the beam is because they have to be air cooled. And so guess what happens when you put insulation over that? It's no longer air cooled, so it gets even hotter. So I think that knob and tube wiring is unsafe and should be disabled no matter what else is going on with your air conditioning. Now, as to the air conditioning issue, that may or may not have something to do with the knob and tube. Whenever you turn on an appliance with a big compressor, it happens often with refrigerators or air conditioners, if the circuit that you're on there happens to be, you know, somewhat close to the lighting circuit, that's the place you usually see it. That kind of thing happens all the time, but unless you have lights on, you don't physically notice it. But, you know, it's not uncommon, for example, in a kitchen to see the lights dim once in a while in an older house whenever the refrigerator kicks on, because nowadays we put those all in separate circuits, but when they share a circuit, well, then you're often going to see that kind of effect. So my advice would be to replace the knob and tube wiring. Now, you can simply disable it and leave it in place. You don't have to take it out, but you want to replace it as much as you possibly can. I'd love to see it replaced throughout the entire house. I know that sometimes that's difficult, but it's certainly worth it, and it would be a lot safer if you did.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. I was always wondering, and my husband says I think it's fine, and I'm a little nervous.
I think your instincts are correct here, and I think you should take it out. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Hey, are you ready to take on a new decor project but don't know where to start? You can start right here by calling 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. The Angie app helps you find the best pro for any home project or repair. Coming up, apartment living has its advantages, but a yard of your own is not typically one of them. But that's no reason to give up on the idea of your very own garden. We're going to share some tips to help you create a bountiful garden using only the space you have next.
You live in a money pit.
There's a lot of pride that comes with having your own home. It's where you entertain, it's your biggest investment, and it's the place that represents you. It can also be a lot of work, but that's where the Angie app steps in. It takes all the maintenance, repairs, and projects your home needs and puts the solution in the palm of your hand. You can connect with pros, see upfront pricing, even book and pay in seconds, all right through the app. This is your home handled. This is Angie. Download the Angie app today. Create your outdoor oasis and make your patio or deck the favorite hangout room in your house with RiverbendHome.com. From gorgeous outdoor dining sets and hammock chairs to one-of-a-kind fire pits, planters, and even outdoor pizza ovens, Riverbend Home has everything you need.
And don't forget to tie it all together with beautiful patio string lights. They're super popular for your patio, deck, yard, or garden. Then set your table with gorgeous outdoor dinnerware that's as durable as it is beautiful.
And now through May 31st, Money Pit listeners can save even more when you visit RiverbendHome.com and use the promo code MONEYPIT15. You'll get 50% off your order of $150 or more. Just use the promo code MONEYPIT15 at checkout. That's MONEYPIT15.
With unique finds for the inspired home, you'll find everything you need to create your outdoor oasis at RiverbendHome.com. And remember, use promo code MONEYPIT15 to save 15% on your order of $150 or more. Now that winter's passed, have you noticed rotted wood around your windows, doors, or exterior trim? Over time, wood can become damaged from exposure to moisture, bugs, and UV. But there's no need to replace the damaged wood. You can repair it instead.
Abitron's liquid wood and wood epoxy are easy-to-use epoxy adhesives that make structural, shrink-free, cost-effective repairs to rotted or damaged wood. These products are great for windows, doors, columns, or other wooden features that have been exposed to the elements and are showing signs of deterioration. They restore the wood for a permanent repair.
And here's how. Liquid wood penetrates deep into soft deteriorated wood and then hardens, restoring its strength. And Wood Epox is a lightweight epoxy wood filler that rebuilds the missing wood. It hardens to a material that can be worked just like real wood.
Both products can be sanded and painted, saving you the time, trouble, and expense of replacing rotted wood. Abitron Liquid Wood and Wood Epox are proven by decades of outstanding performance. To learn more and to find a dealer near you, visit abitron.com. That's ABATRON.com.
There's a lot of pride that comes with having your own home. It's where you entertain, it's your biggest investment, and it's the place that represents you. It can also be a lot of work. That's where the Angie app steps in. It takes all the maintenance, repairs, and projects your home needs and puts the solution in the palm of your hand. You can connect with pros, see upfront pricing, even book and pay in seconds, all right through the app. This is your home handled. This is Angie. Download the Angie app today.
Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of the Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Join us on the Money Pit Podcast when you follow us at moneypit.com/podcast.
Well, if you're ready to get outside and take on yard and garden work, we are ready to help you with a great giveaway from Hart Tools. We've got the Hart 20-volt hybrid 12-inch string trimmer, edger, and blower kit. Now, this really is perfect for a small to a medium yard, and it's going to include the hybrid 12-inch string trimmer edger, the hybrid blower sweeper, and two 20-volt batteries with a super fast charger.
Now, I like how they've built sort of two tools into one here, because the string trimmer converts to the edger with a rotating shaft, and then that blower sweeper is super lightweight, very comfortable, and generates 170 mile per hour breeze, which does a really good job cleaning up all of your leaves and grass clippings and other debris. And the kit does work also with all the 20-volt batteries from Hart or the extension cord, and it's available exclusively at Walmart, where they offer a complete line of tools and accessories so that you can pretty much easily tackle any project. Do it with Hart. Learn more at harttools.com.
The Hart 20-volt hybrid 12-inch string trimmer, edger, and blower kit is worth $154, and it's going out to one listener drawn at random. Make that you.
Call us now at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to moneypit.com.
Dennis in Alaska is on the line and is having an issue with condensation. How can we help you?
I have a 8-foot by 8-foot by 40-foot steel Connex box that I want to insulate and turn into a gym. The problem I'm having is as the weather changes, I get condensation inside. And it drips, so I'm not really sure how to go about insulating this thing, whether I should insulate on the outside, put another outer wall, or insulate on the inside, drill some kind of breathing holes. Or
the type of insulation applications you're talking about are ones that require ventilation. There's another type of insulation application that doesn't require ventilation, and that's spray foam. And considering how large this space is, I think spray foam is an excellent application. It's done in very, very severe climates, just as severe as where you live. And it can be sprayed on the outside or it can be sprayed on the inside. And it's a non-vented application, so you don't have to worry about any additional ventilation. Once this is applied, those walls will be thoroughly insulated, and the nice thing about spray foam is it also seals out drafts, unlike fiberglass insulation. And I think if you consider the modifications you'd have to do to use any kind of a bat insulation here and manage that moisture, spray foam would be an effective and affordable solution.
Okay, excellent. Sounds a lot easier than what I had in mind.
Yeah, yeah. Take a look at isonene.com, I-C-Y-N-E-N-E.com, and I would speak with an isonene dealer near you. I used isonene in my own home, and I'm very, very thrilled with the result.
Great. Excellent. Thank you very much.
Well, if you live in an apartment or a townhouse and you would still like to enjoy a garden this summer, a little planning and an assortment of containers of different sizes and depths are really all you need to set up your apartment garden plot on your balcony or your porch. Now, first of all, let's talk about containers. Now, the larger the container, the more crops that you can grow, but you're also going to need varying depths as well. For example, some crops like chives, basil, radishes, even lettuce, they're going to do fine in a fairly shallow container that's about, 4 to 5 inches of soil. Other crops like an onion or a mint, peas, garlic, even bush beans, those need at least 6 inches of soil depth to survive.
And speaking of soil, it's best to stick with soil that's meant for outdoor containers. Now, most home and garden centers are going to sell soil designed for raised beds, which is essentially kind of what you have. And I like the soil because it's fertilized, it's rich in nutrients, and it's going to give your garden a really quick start. And as for sun, most plants need about 6 hours of sunlight a day to thrive. So if your urban gardening space doesn't get that much sun, you're going to either have to stick with varieties that can do with less or consider putting the containers on sort of casters so you can move them around to sort of follow the sun as it moves throughout the day.
Yeah, and finally, don't forget to plan for a good watering can or even a drip irrigation system. There are some really helpful small and automatic drip irrigation systems that are available. You can find them on sites like Amazon, and they're designed specifically for container gardens.
Yep, and just like those bigger gardens, creating and maintaining urban gardening from a balcony or a patio or a doorstep, it takes a little bit of time and commitment, but listen, there's nothing like stepping out onto that balcony to gather up fresh ingredients for a meal pretty much whenever you want. If you need help with a reno, repair, or decor project, you can call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT, presented by Angie, your home for everything home. Download the Angie app today.
Well, if you're looking for a way to avoid having to cut your lawn every week, artificial turf is an option. We're going to sort out the pros and cons next.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440. 1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Need help tackling home projects? Angie can help. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects. Upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on your home improvement project, solve your do-it-yourself dilemmas. Help yourself first by reaching out to us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Charlene is apparently getting tired of cutting her own lawn, and she's asking, what are the benefits of artificial versus real grass? I'm considering cost, watering, sitting and playing on it, and mowing.
You know, that would seem like a dream come true, wouldn't it? And you just
I'm telling you, so many
it.
People in my town have it, and it looks
really?
Gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it looks great. I wonder, doesn't it look a little weird, though, in wintertime?
I mean, most of the people I know only have it in the backyard,
okay.
But that's perfect because that's where the kids are playing and you don't have to worry about the constant upkeep.
Right. Well, I mean, the downsides of an artificial lawn are, first, that it's expensive, and many homeowners also claim it can get really, really hot and uncomfortable to walk on. I mean, we see that a lot with composite decks, too. The material is so dense, it just picks up the heat, and it sits there for a long time. So if you're on a lawn chair, you know, you may feel like you got a heater kind of underneath you warming up your backside. I mean, it also needs professional installation, because like anything, you can find good products, and you can find cheap products, but you're not going to find good cheap products when it comes to this. You want it to look just right. So that means the base of this has to be perfect, right? So there's a lot of work to strip out your old lawn, make sure you have the right base under it. I mean, if it's not installed right, it could end up looking like stretched out carpet, right? With all the extra rolls and flops of material there that the kids could be tripping over. So it's got to be done very, very well. But I guess it comes down to personal preference. I mean, if the folks in your neighborhood are enjoying it, Leslie, you know, that's great. I would, though, probably keep it in the backyard. I just think it would be really strange in the winter to see like a bright green, like golf course color in my lawn
and you're right.
In November or January or February, whenever, you know, you're used to seeing a lot, something quite different on down the street.
You know, we have at Good Morning America, we have some really fancy, you know, turf that we use when we do segments outside. And it's so funny when we put out 30 feet of lawn in the middle of Times Square, and it really looks real. So if this is something you're into and you've got the budget for it, make sure you look at it, touch it, find the right depth, thickness, all of it that you're going to enjoy. All right, now Jackie's got a question, and she says, we have a fairly long concrete driveway that's 28 years old, and it's showing a lot of cracks. Is there an option to fix this short of tearing it out?
Yeah, they're just surface cracks. In other words, if the sections of concrete aren't shifted, you can recoat the entire driveway with a product called Recap. It's made by Quikrete. It goes down pretty easily, and it totally adheres to that old concrete surface. It will not separate, and it'll look like a brand new driveway once you're done.
Well, Joanne from New York has posted a question online, and she writes, our wood deck has many cracked and or split boards, and some are starting to peel. We can't afford to replace it at this time. Is there any way that we can fix this problem? Can it be sanded? We coated it last year with a semi-transparent seal, which took a beating over the winter months, and now it looks terrible.
First of all, you certainly could sand it again, and you could reseal it again or restain it again. But if it's just a cracked board that's really causing the problem, there is a trick of the trade for that, which works very well. And that is, think about it, usually all those cracks are caused by exposure to sunlight, Joanne. So if you were to pry that board up, you will find that no matter how long it's been down, the underside of it is in almost pristine condition. It'll be a little dirty, maybe a little mossy, but you can clean that up, but there'll be no cracks on the underside of the board. Why? Because that has not been exposed to sunlight. So you can fix a cracked board really easily by taking it up and then flipping it over and then reattaching it to the deck. Now, of course, it'll stand out a bit because it'll be a different color, and you could deal with that when you're ready to restain the deck. But the cracks and getting rid of those sharp edges and splintery kinds of surfaces can be handled by just flipping that board. Well, you've been listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, but we are just about out of time. We really appreciate you spending part of your day with us, and we hope that we've given you some tips and advice that you can use to improve your space. If you've got questions, remember you can reach us 24/7 at 888 Money Pit or by posting your questions at moneypit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
how you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. A number of GOP lawmakers, including Florida's Matt Gaetz, have introduced legislation to end the funding for an arm of the U.S. Postal Service that carries out online surveillance.
The legislation was rolled out in response to a March bulletin distributed by the Postal Service's Inspection Services Internet Covert Operations Program, or ICOP. The new bill, backed by almost a dozen House Republicans, would prohibit federal funds from being used for ICOP. The legislation's text accuses the organization of being politically motivated in its target, and the USPS of operating a clandestine domestic surveillance program on American social media activity. Gaetz said in a statement Friday that the Postal Service should deliver the mail on time and on budget. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
One GOP senator says Democrats' radical agenda was on full display last week when President Biden delivered his address to a joint session of Congress.
Conservative Senator Steve Daines of Montana says even he was surprised by just how sharp a turn to the left Democrats have made.
I thought to myself, this is making Barack Obama sound like Ronald Reagan.
Daines tells the Salem Radio Network he does have one compliment for President Biden and his party.
I'll give him credit. They're not trying to hide their socialist radical agenda anymore.
Daines says he fears massive inflation if Democrats accomplish their goal of $6 trillion in new spending. Bob Agnew reporting.
U.S. military taking action in the case of a murdered soldier.
The Army taking disciplinary action against 21 troops at Fort Hood, Texas, that in connection with the death last year of Specialist Vanessa Guillen. Punishments including the firing of six senior commanders. The latest Army moves in response to the young soldier's death.
Jason Walker reporting. More news and analysis at townhall.com.
Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA, Cash Call Mortgage, NMLS ID 128231, Equal Housing Lender. Not licensed in all states, including New York, offer-based loans over $200,000. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions.
If your mortgage rate is not in the twos, Cash Call Mortgage could save you money and get you the cash you need with a cash-out refi. Chances are your home has gained a ton of equity this past year. Turn that equity into cash to pay high-interest credit card debt, do home improvements, or to put money away for a rainy day. Don't wait for interest rates to go up. The time to refi is now, while rates are still low. Take cash out and get a low interest rate at the same time. Cash Call Mortgage may be able to lower your mortgage rate and get you cash from your home's equity. Call now and we'll even cover the title, escrow, and appraisal fees to save you more money. For a free quote to see if you qualify, go to cashcallmortgage.com or call us today. Call 800-931-6651. That's 800-931-6651. 800-931-6651.
A deadly hospital fire breaks out in western India. 18 patients in a COVID-19 hospital ward in western India were killed in a fire early Saturday. 31 other patients were rescued, according to police officer B.M. Parmar. The fire broke out at the welfare hospital in Bharuch, a town in Gujarat state. The Press Trust of India News Agency quoted the fire service as saying the fire broke out on the ground floor and was extinguished within an hour. India is grappling with a COVID-19 outbreak. On Friday, India reported another global daily record of 386,452 new cases, pushing its overall total to 18.7 million since the pandemic began. I'm Mike Rossio. NASA's Little Mars helicopter got an extra month of flying in order to tackle some tough new terrain and to serve as a scout for its companion rover. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. By the numbers, how do the first 100 days of Presidents Biden and Trump compare?
Trump, through his first 100 days, signed 29 pieces of legislation into law. Biden, on the other hand, has signed only 11. Biden, looking to undo most of Trump's accomplishments, has signed 42 executive orders compared to 29 for Trump. While Trump nominated two federal judges to the bench, Biden has actually outpaced him in judicial nominations through 100 days, having already made 14. At around the 100-day mark, 53% of Americans said they approved of the job Biden was doing. At the same point, just 41% said that of Trump. Patrick Frost reporting.
The federal appeals court orders the EPA to quickly determine if a widely used pesticide linked to brain damage in children should be banned after the EPA delayed action for nearly 14 years. The EPA rejected a legal challenge in 2019, saying environmental groups had failed to prove that a ban was warranted. More on these stories at townhall.com.
As restrictions continue to be lifted in Shasta County, many businesses are set to reopen, and KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com wants to help spread the word. So, if you are reopening your business, planning on opening a business for the first time, or are already open for business, KCNR has many advertising packages to choose from. Give us a call at 530-605-4565 and talk to a KCNR representative today. That's 530-605-4565.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
It's everyone's worst nightmare, fire. And the USA has the second highest fire death rate in the industrialized world.
So what can you do to prevent house fires?
Well, to keep your family safe, read Fight Fires at Home with these tips. When you hit MoneyPit.com, just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I'm calling 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Apatron Restoration Products, the Angie app, and riverbendhome.com. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Welcome to the program, episode 2097 today. And we are here to help you take on the project you'd like to get done around your money pit. If you're just itching to get outside and spend more time in the beautiful weather, but want to spruce up your deck or your patio, pick up a paintbrush to get something done, fix some rotted wood, whatever's going on, give us a call because we would love to help you with those questions, help you get started on the right foot. If you can't do it yourself, we'll tell you that and give you some tips to hire a pro. Listen, that's what we do. We are here for you. We've been doing this a long time, and we just love it. And we hope that we are able to save you some money, some time, some aggravation, some perspiration, and get those houses fixed up exactly like you want them to be. Coming up today, there's a lot of focus on spring cleaning this time of year, but rather than treat this like one big dusty holiday, we thought it might be easier to set yourself up for success with a 12-month cleaning calendar. So we wrote one, and it breaks up those cleaning chores into very small, actionable projects. We'll walk you through that today.
And if you love the look of your wood windows, doors, and trim, but you've spotted some rot that's set in over the long, wet winter, we're going to share an easy way that you can restore rotted wood that's quick, easy, and a lot less expensive than replacing it.
And if your family's like most, you probably use that garage door as much as you use your front door for getting in and out of your place. But if the door's old and worn, it could be unsafe. It could also be providing easy access for intruders when you're away. We'll have tips to help you best update those doors just ahead.
And we have a great giveaway from our friends at Riverbend Home. The Simply Shade Catalina 9-foot octagonal push-button tilt umbrella in natural colored fabric. It's worth $269, and this umbrella is awesome, and it's going to be going to one lucky winner.
Give us a call right now with your home improvement questions for your chance to win that beautiful umbrella from Riverbend Home. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. You can also post your questions at facebook.com/TheMoneyPit.
Dorothy in Tennessee is on the line and has a question about an in-ground pool. What's going on?
I have a definite money pit.
All right. Welcome to the club.
I have a huge in-ground pool that it just wouldn't do any of us to not buy this house with this pool because we thought we'd just love it. And yet the kids promised to help take care of it and all that stuff. They're grown and gone. I don't want to take care of it. Don't want to pay all that money. And I'm wondering if there's a solution to doing something interesting with this space that isn't such a money pit.
You know, you're not in an unusual scenario. I spent 20 years as a professional home inspector, and when we did inspect homes that had pools, I'd say a pretty good portion of the time, the question from my client was the same question you just asked. I don't want the pool. I want nothing to do with it for, you know, a whole variety of reasons. What can I do with it? And in those cases, generally what folks do with it is they fill it in. You know, they tear up any concrete edges or it's anything on top that might be part of their patio or whatever. And they basically fill it in and tamp it and compact it, and it becomes yard space. So if you don't want to use it as a pool, that's pretty much your only option.
Well, exactly. Is there an inexpensive way of doing that? The little bit of research I've done, it's not inexpensive to fill it in.
Well, look, you need to find – it's not a hard – look, putting dirt in a hole is not a difficult thing to do. What you have to do is, first of all, obviously you have to disconnect all of the mechanical systems, right? There's power out there. All that has to be disconnected, and plenty of plumbing has to be disconnected. So you get rid of all of the stuff that's easy like that. And then for the rest of it, if you have, like, a decking or a curbing around the outside edge of the pool, that will have to be broken up. Now, if that's the case – I can't imagine that would take more than an hour or two to break up with a jackhammer, because it's only going to be a few inches thick of concrete, so it's actually pretty easy to break up. And then you have to have excavators that will come in and probably with a small piece of equipment like a bobcat start to move a lot of dirt into that space, because it has to be tamped. You know, you can't just put it in there without tamping it. And in fact, you might also, you may need to break up the bottom of the pool, otherwise you won't have drainage, right? So you probably have to bust that up too. And then it's just going to have to be filled in and tamped and filled in and tamped and filled in and tamped, because if you don't, it'll become a sinkhole. It'll just, be a depressed area in the yard. You want to really fill it up. You're going to use clean fill dirt for that. You're not going to use topsoil, obviously. So the dirt is pretty much the cost of the transportation. It's almost like you don't pay for the dirt. But that's probably the best thing to do with it, and then start thinking about what you do want to do with that space.
Well, I can imagine a really nice formal garden out there.
Well, there you go.
Or fire pit, gazebo, all kinds of neat things. But getting to that point is not going to be cheap.
How long do you plan on staying in this house? I mean, is this it forever?
Oh, or probably.
Because, that is one thing to consider, and that is if the pool is functional and you take it out, whether or not it's going to deter from the value of your home.
From the resale value.
Yeah, sometimes it will and sometimes it won't. It depends on, who's buying it and what their needs and wants and desires are. Well, hopefully we've given you some ideas on what is possible, and good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Robert in Texas is on the line with the Money Pit. What's going on at your house?
I've got a faucet, a wall faucet that I replaced. It's new. And every time I turn a hot water heater or a hot water on, it sounds like a trumpet's going off.
Oh, boy. Okay.
It's musical.
Yeah, it sounds like there might be a problem with that faucet. There's a washer inside of it that sometimes when it expands like that because of the hot water, it starts to sort of whine. And I might try this to start with. I might take the aerator off the tip of the faucet and see if it repeats itself. And if it still happens with that, then I would switch out that faucet. Because I don't think there's anything going to harm you from using it. It's just going to annoy the heck out of you. But I would do the easy thing first, which would be to remove the aerator, just to make sure it's not an obstruction there. Because sometimes you get debris in the line that will block that.
Okay.
Even though it's water, you think it'd be debris free. But I got to tell you, having pulled a lot of those off over the years, you'll see a lot of grime and grit and sometimes tiny even pieces of metal in it. So try that first. And if that doesn't work, then I think it's the faucet issue.
Okay. Like I said, I just... brand new, but I guess that don't matter, huh?
Yeah, well, if it's brand new, then you take it back and replace it or get another one. Get a different brand.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll give that a shot and see if it works then.
You are tuned to the Money Pit.
Hey, do you guys need some help with a renovation, a repair, or even a decor project? Well, call us now at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie, your home for everything home. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, have you been avoiding a major spring cleaning just because it's such a big, dusty mess to take on? Well, we're going to share a much better approach that breaks projects down into easy-to-do mini-tasks when the Money Pit returns.
There's a lot of pride that comes with having your own home. It's where you entertain, it's your biggest investment, and it's the place that represents you. It can also be a lot of work.
That's where the Angie app steps in. It takes all the maintenance, repairs, and projects your home needs and puts the solution in the palm of your hand.
You can connect with pros, see upfront pricing, even book and pay in seconds, all right through the app.
This is your home handled. This is Angie. Download the Angie app today. Did you know you can cover the ugly concrete around your home with the elegance of granite in just one weekend and as easy as painting? Terrazzo Decorative Granite Resurfacer by Deich Coatings is a tough concrete coating made with real stone that you can easily roll onto your patio, pool deck, or garage floor for lasting beauty and performance. Add a stunning transformation to your home this season with Terrazzo, available online at Lowe's. Start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com. Create your outdoor oasis and make your patio or deck the favorite hangout room in your house with RiverbendHome.com. From gorgeous outdoor dining sets and hammock chairs to one-of-a-kind fire pits, planters, and even outdoor pizza ovens, Riverbend Home has everything you need.
And don't forget to tie it all together with beautiful patio string lights. They're super popular for your patio, deck, yard, or garden. Then set your table with gorgeous outdoor dinnerware that's as durable as it is beautiful.
And now through May 31st, Money Pit listeners can save even more when you visit RiverbendHome.com and use the promo code MONEYPIT15. You'll get 50% off your order of $150 or more. Just use the promo code MONEYPIT15 at checkout. That's MONEYPIT15.
With unique finds for the inspired home, you'll find everything you need to create your outdoor oasis at RiverbendHome.com. And remember, use promo code MONEYPIT15 to save 15% on your order of $150 or more. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, did you guys know that you can listen when you want to the Money Pit when you subscribe to the Money Pit podcast? You're going to get new episodes every Monday and every Thursday, just in time for you to plan your next home improvement adventure.
Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods. Well, if you're ready to get out on your deck or patio to enjoy the sunshine, we've got a beautiful product to give away to help you do just that. It's from Riverbend Home, and it's the Simply Shade Catalina 9-foot octagonal push-button tilt umbrella in natural. Now, this is a beautiful product because it's easy tilt with just the push of a button. The Catalina Market Umbrella can tilt to follow the sun, and it's made with Sunbrella fabric that is fade-proof and UV resistant. Now, the Simply Shade Catalina Umbrella is another of the many unique finds for the inspired home you'll find to create your own outdoor oasis at riverbendhome.com. It's worth $269, going out to one listener drawn at random who reaches us with their home improvement question at 1-888-MONEYPIT or by posting your questions to facebook.com/themoneypit.
John in Massachusetts on the line with a heating situation. What's going on?
Yes, my question is I moved into a new condo. I have gas heat, and the vents, come up above in the ceiling. And one of the vents, when the heat goes on, there's like a tingling. Sometimes it comes right away. Sometimes it'll come 10 minutes after or 10 seconds after. And it just like tings a little. It maybe lasts for about 30, 40 seconds, aggravate you, and then it will go away as the heat continues to run.
So there's a couple things that could be causing that. It's basically expansion of the metal ductwork. And the way it's attached to the surrounding framing, it's rubbing. Now, it could be that where the ducts are heating up and expanding, and so you get that creak, 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 or tingle, tingle, tingle sound, whatever you're hearing.
Right.
Or it could be a condition we call oil canning, and that's a term that has a lot of history. When we had oil cans before we had plastic oil bottles, they were made of a very heavy metal, and if you sort of pushed your thumb into the side of it, it would make like a ping sound. Now, we don't have those anymore, but the concept stuck around, and what that means is that when the duct itself gets inflated, it kind of pushes outward in all directions, and that could cause the duct to actually flex, and that makes a sound that we call an oil can sound. So it's probably one of the two that I just described. The good news is that the only thing that it's really damaging is your nerves, but it's really not hurting the house or the system in any way. It's just a little bit of poor workmanship there. Now, if you can get to that space above the ceiling where you hear this coming from, it's possible that you could do some things to straighten that out. But if it's inside of a concealed ceiling, it's almost certainly not worth it.
Yeah. So in other words, if I took the vent off itself and looked up there, I could see if something was...
No, it's probably on the outside of the vent, not on the inside. It's probably on the outside of the vent where it's attached to the framing, yeah.
Okay.
At least you know what's causing it now, and then you have nothing to worry about, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Well, good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT. Houses have a lot of noises that happen, and, we can usually explain them, and that's one that's pretty clear what causes it.
I mean, it is amazing how noisy homes can be, and it's funny. You can be in a home forever, and it can be a new sound or maybe a sound that's been there for the whole time you've been, but you've just
right.
noticed it, that can be completely unsettling and can
right,
give you
exactly.
a whole new appreciation for your home.
Yeah, well, people deserve, they develop a sensitivity, right? Like those that live near train tracks never hear the trains are coming.
Never hear the trains.
If you were visiting that person for a weekend, you'd be like, oh, my God, how can you live here?
You'd be like, what train? There's a train?
Well, there's an awful lot of focus on spring cleaning this time of year, but rather than treating this like one big old dusty holiday, we found it a lot easier if you set yourself up for success with a 12-month cleaning calendar that's going to break up all of those cleanup chores into small, very doable projects.
Yep, and that's why we wrote the ultimate 12-month cleaning guide to keep your home spiffy year-round. Now, it's on MoneyPit.com, and it's organized by daily and weekly tasks, along with the occasional deep cleaning project, which makes the cleaning a lot less stressful and keeps your home gleaming year-round. So, for example, daily cleaning tasks consist of the little jobs that we do every day, like making our beds or wiping off the stove after we cook or straightening up the clutter.
Now, for a weekly task, you might want to get a bit more thorough with projects like vacuuming the house, cleaning the bathrooms, dusting the furniture. Now, once this is underway, you can set yourself up for the occasional deep cleaning task, like a really thorough cleaning of the kitchen. You know, empty and wipe down the refrigerator or the insides of the cabinets or even wash the windows and the curtains.
Now, the trick is that by rotating between the typical cleaning and the deep cleaning, your house will shine throughout the year without ever becoming overwhelming. So for the complete list, just search 12-month cleaning guide on MoneyPit.com.
Helen in Arizona's on the line with a question about some bubbling paint. What is going on?
I had the exterior of my home painted last summer, And the painter had power washed it, came back in a couple of days, a day or two, and actually did the painting. And it was about 2 months after that, I happened to notice little bubbles appearing under the paint. And I presume that's because there's water under that paint.
Not necessarily. What you have is an adhesion issue. So the paint's not sticking to the wood siding or the substrate, whatever it is. This is a wood-sided house?
Yeah, it's a manufactured home, yes.
Okay. Do you know if your painter applied a primer or did he just put the top coat paint on?
I'm trying to think if my paint did have primer in it.
Well, it wouldn't have it in it. It would be a second coat. See, the right procedure would have been to scrape or pressure wash, as he did in this case, to get rid of the loose paint,
right.
Algae or mildew and so on, let it dry, and then prime it, because primer is what makes the paint stick. Now, if he didn't prime it and the paint's separating after 2 months, that's a big problem, and it's a problem for your painter because he did something wrong. There's no way that paint should be failing after 2 months.
I had it painted the fall prior, and the person did a terrible job. And so I decided to change colors and have it done again.
The new painter, the guy who does, accepts the condition of the house. So if the first guy made any mistakes, then the second guy's job is to correct those mistakes so that his work looks good.
But there was no bubbling after the first paint job.
Okay, I heard you on that. But okay, no matter what was there before, you need to make sure that the house was not only cleaned and loose paint removed, but primed. Because at some point, you can't keep putting layers upon layers of paint and expect everyone to stick to the one before it. Primer is the glue that makes the paint stick. And if you did not prime, I think that's probably a good reason that this paint is failing. 2 days in warm weather should probably have been enough to, you know, deal with any moisture from the pressure washing. I mean, heck, it's not much more than just a heavy rainfall. So I think what you need to do is to contact that painter and have them back and have a discussion as to why your paint's failing after a short period of time. It absolutely should not be happening. Thanks for calling us and wish you the best of luck with that project.
Heading over to Illinois where Ron's got some stuff going on at his money pit. Tell us what's happening.
Thinking about building and I'm looking at exterior walls and my question is, should I consider 2x6 or 2x4? And I'm getting different opinions, and so I'm kind of wanting to see what you guys think.
So the reason that you would go with a 2x6 is so you can have more insulation, right?
Well, supposedly, yes.
But you could also have more insulation if you used spray foam versus fiberglass, because spray foam has a much higher R value than fiberglass. So you could use a 2x4 wall with spray foam in those walls instead and have a much better insulation package when you're all done and probably spend less on the lumber.
What would you think about the 2x4 with the 1-inch styrofoam sheeting on the outside with fiberglass inside and then your drywall?
Yeah, well, you can do that. I mean, all the insulation you add is going to help, but there's just nothing better than spray foam when it comes to both insulating and air sealing.
What about the cost on something like that?
It's a little more than fiberglass, but the thing is, it's a much more efficient system. It's going to save you more money over the long run because it goes on really, really thin when they spray it, and then it expands. It has like 100 to 1 expansion ratio. So it swells up, and it basically seals all of the gaps. Go to moneypit.com and go to, under Listen and Watch, there's a section on books and guides, and there's a free download there that we wrote some time ago on all the different ways to insulate a wall. And there's a lot of information on spray foam in that, including some pictures of my own house when we applied spray foam to a very old house and just been thrilled with it, just very, very happy with it.
Yeah, you've been saving a ton of money.
Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent. Excellent. I'll do that. Thank you very much.
Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
All right. Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. You've got real experts, real advice. That's what we do for you. So call us with your questions at 888 Money Pit, presented by Angie. Taking care of home projects is easier than ever with Angie. You can connect with pros, you can book appointments, and pay right through your phone. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, you love the look of your wood windows, your doors, your trim, but you spotted some rot, and now you're worried you're going to have to replace it. Well, we're going to share an easy way you can restore rotted wood instead. It's quick and easy and does not involve the expense of tearing it out and replacing it. That's all coming up next. 888 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hello there. My name is Maddox, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org, and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
My name is Kathleen, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun, we play sports, and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org to find a pack near you.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see.
Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
It's presented by Angie. Have a home to keep up with? Then you need Angie. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects, upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, if you love the look of your wood windows, door, and trim, but you think you might not be able to do much about the rot that sets in after the long winter, we've got some good news. The rotted areas of wood trim or windowsills, or even bigger areas of decay that have completely and totally disintegrated, can be fixed effectively and permanently.
Yup, and the two best products to help homeowners and pros alike make those repairs are liquid wood and wood epox. They're both made by Abitron. Now, Abitron is a company whose products we've actually been recommending on this show for over 20 years because they work really well. With us to talk about how that happens is Richard Alstrom. Richard is their sales manager. Hey, Richard, thanks for joining us.
Hey, Tom. Good to be on.
You know, I think that consumers are frustrated and confused about how to deal with rotted wood, and too many times they kind of give up and replace, like, the entire thing, whether it's a window or a door or a piece of trim that's rotted, rather than make the repair, right?
Yeah, that's 100% true, and it's 100% unfortunate, because there's a lot of benefits to restoring and saving that original woodwork. We've tried to make it as easy as possible to do that.
Now, what exactly is rot? I think people are super confused about what it is and what it looks like.
Well, rot occurs basically anywhere the wood draws in moisture and live organisms develop within that wood structure. It's a cellular structure, and those live organisms can sort of eat away at what's called the lignin of the wood. They survive and thrive in warm, wet environments. And basically what happens is that wood gets literally eaten away and becomes soft and spongy and deteriorated and eventually just sort of crumbles under your fingers if it's not addressed with the proper products.
It's essentially Mother Nature's way of getting rid of dead wood. I mean, that and insects and so on, it's sort of part of the process. But when it happens to your house, you know, it's kind of annoying.
Exactly. What we've got is basically a system utilizing two very easy-to-use epoxy products that can solve those problems, repair those damaged areas without having to rip everything out and replace it.
First of all, I kind of want to clarify something. A lot of folks will call that wood damage dry rot. It's no such thing as dry rot. It's got to be wet to break down and decay. So dry rot is really wet rot that's dried out, right?
Correct. It's all called dry rot, but it all had to be wet to get that way. The rot requires moisture and heat and oxygen, and once all those three things are present, the wood just sort of begins to decay.
Now, and that's where your products actually step in, because they take what's left of that decayed, deformed wood and start to rebuild it. So let's first talk about liquid wood. I know there's really two products that work for this purpose here, and sometimes you use them together. But liquid wood, what is it and how does it help?
Correct. So liquid wood is a two-part liquid epoxy. It's a part A, part B epoxy resin and hardener that are mixed together to create a wood consolidant. And so what that means is this liquid epoxy is going to penetrate into the pores of that soft, spongy, porous material. And then it slowly hardens and eventually becomes very, very solid, regenerating the strength of that porous, soft, spongy wood.
When I think about rotted wood, you know, I was a home inspector for many years, and I would sort of press into the wood window trim, for example, where it met the sill. That was an area where water used to collect. And it would be somewhat spongy, but it wouldn't be so bad that it would have, like, actually fallen apart. So at that point, where it's maybe a little bit soft, but it's not missing, that's a good application for liquid wood?
Yeah, absolutely. Anywhere the wood is sort of, you know, kind of punky or soft or starting to kind of deteriorate, you can feel a little bit when you're pressing real hard with it on your finger. If that wood feels soft and it's porous, the liquid wood will penetrate in and it fills in the pores of that spongy, soft wood, sort of saturating and creating a solid structural mass once it's hardened. So yeah, those are ideal areas to use our products. You know, they happen a lot around, you know, the window casings, window frames, door jams, the bottom of posts and columns and things like that. Those are ideal areas where our products can be used.
Now, what if it's a larger area of rot, or even say you're missing like a chunk of wood in a door or something in a frame of the door or on the windowsill? You know, we live in old homes and pretty old homes, and so sometimes strange things happen. I mean, is there a way to sort of fix that?
Sure. Yeah, it's always ideal to catch damage early. The smaller the area, the better. Our products aren't limited to just small superficial repairs. Both our liquid wood and our wood epox products are structural epoxies. They're both 100% solids, so they're structurally rated. They're completely shrink-free. And after using the liquid wood to solidify and harden any of those small, soft, spongy areas, our wood epox product is used to come in, fill in and rebuild anything that's missing, anything that's literally weathered away, anything that's fallen out, anything that's crumbled. Like you said, the unique stuff that happens too, the pets chewed on a piece of wood and it needs to be rebuilt and patched up. There's really no limitation.
That's a good point, because I've actually used wood epoxy, not on a rotted door, but on a door where I had changed the lock. And because I changed the lock, the holes were actually in the wrong place. But, of course, they weren't completely in the wrong place. They were sort of like halfway off. So I had to fill the old hole where the bolt went through and then re-drill it, but only sort of overlap the old hole by a half. So you would think that's going to be the most impossible place in the world to keep a drill going straight. But by filling it with the wood epoxy, letting it cure, it was just like cutting new wood all over again. It went in perfectly. So there are other applications for this product aside from just decay.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, we hear about that exact application all the time. One of the things that our customers love about the wood epox in particular is the way that it machines and sands and essentially acts just like a piece of wood off of the shelf at the lumber yard once the epoxy sets up and cures. You can use all your woodworking tools on it. You can route it and carve it and drill into it and even put small nails into it without it cracking, just like a piece of wood. So when you use the liquid wood and wood epoxy together, you're almost exactly replicating, you know, like a piece of pine lumber off the shelf in terms of workability, sandability, and paintability. So it really is sort of a dream for the do-it-yourselfer who needs to patch something up. You know, that translates into the contractors that are using the products professionally as well.
So, Richard, tell us about the environmentally sort of friendly aspects of the products. I mean, are they good for the environment?
Sure. One of the problems that people have with other adhesive products and wood filler type products is that they smell nasty. They have horrible odors. There's fumes coming off of them. You don't want to use them indoors because you just can't stand the smell and the off-gassing. Both our liquid wood and wood epox products are 100% epoxy solid. So there's no solvents added to it. There's no drying agents added to it. It's not watered down. And both products are GreenGuard certified. So what that means is they've been tested by a third party for any off-gassing or VOCs, and they are completely safe for both interior and exterior repairs. You're not going to, you know, have any sort of nasty, noxious odors when you're using these products. On top of being very environmentally friendly as you're using them, you're also using them to save original building materials. So you're keeping your original building materials like your windows and your doors and your columns and your posts. Those are all staying on your house rather than winding up in a landfill somewhere.
And that by itself is very environmentally friendly. Richard, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Richard Alstrom, he is with Abitron. They've been around for 40 years and make some of the best restoration products out there. You can learn more at abitron.com. That's ABATRON.com, abitron.com, or you can reach them at 800-445-1754, 800-445-1754. Richard, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Just ahead, do you use your garage door to get in and out of your house as much as you use the front door? Well, if your door is old and worn, it could not only be unsafe, but it could also be providing very easy access for intruders when you're away.
We highlight tips on what to look for in a new garage door in today's Pro Project presented by Angie next.
You live in a money pit.
Create your outdoor oasis and make your patio or deck the favorite hangout room in your house with RiverbendHome.com. From gorgeous outdoor dining sets and hammock chairs to one-of-a-kind fire pits, planters, and even outdoor pizza ovens, Riverbend Home has everything you need.
And don't forget to tie it all together with beautiful patio string lights. They're super popular for your patio, deck, yard, or garden. Then set your table with gorgeous outdoor dinnerware that's as durable as it is beautiful.
And now through May 31st, Money Pit listeners can save even more when you visit riverbendhome.com and use the promo code MONEYPIT15. You'll get 50% off your order of $150 or more. Just use the promo code MONEYPIT15 at checkout. That's MONEYPIT15.
With unique finds for the inspired home, you'll find everything you need to create your outdoor oasis at riverbendhome.com. And remember, use promo code MONEYPIT15 to save 15% on your order of $150 or more. Did you know that you can cover the ugly concrete around your home with the elegance of granite in just one weekend and as easy as painting? Terrazzo Decorative Granite Resurfacer by Deich Coatings is a tough concrete coating made with real stone that you easily roll onto your patio, pool deck, or garage floor for lasting beauty and performance. Add a stunning transformation to your home this season with Terrazzo, available online at Lowe's. Start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause that concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com.
There's a lot of pride that comes with having your own home. It's where you entertain, it's your biggest investment, and it's the place that represents you. It can also be a lot of work.
That's where the Angie app steps in. It takes all the maintenance, repairs, and projects your home needs and puts the solution in the palm of your hand.
You can connect with pros, see upfront pricing, even book and pay in seconds, all right through the app.
This is your home handled. This is Angie. Download the Angie app today.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, from gardening to garages, we want to help you create your best home ever. So give us a call now at 888-MONEYPIT, presented by Angie. And you need some help tackling home projects? Then you need Angie.
Connect with pros, book appointments, and pay right through your phone. Download the Angie app today.
Well, if you're ready to get out to your deck or patio to enjoy the sunshine, we've got a beautiful product to give away that's going to help you do just that. This really is a fantastic prize. We've got from Riverbend Home the Simply Shade Catalina 9-foot octagonal push-button tilt umbrella. And it's in a natural sunbrella fabric, which we all know is fade-proof. It's UV-resistant. I mean, it is a super durable outdoor fabric. The best part is the umbrella's got easy tilt. So with just the push of a button, you can sort of create that shade and follow the sun as it moves around your yard. It's a great umbrella, a fantastic prize. It retails for $269 at riverbendhome.com.
That Simply Shade Catalina umbrella is another of the many unique finds for the inspired home that you'll find to create your own outdoor oasis with at riverbendhome.com. And it's going out to one listener drawn at random who reaches us with their home improvement question. So call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to moneypit.com.
All right, Carolyn, Oregon's on the line with some rusty water at her house. What's going on?
My house is about 25 years old. I've lived in it for about six. My problem is well water corroding both of my toilets. And I don't know. I've tried using Clorox. That doesn't seem to work. I'm wondering if there's some kind of a chemical or something that I can put inside the tank to keep it from turning black.
So have you tried CLR?
No. What is that?
Okay, so I would take a look at CLR. It's a product that's been around for many, many years. It's a great company. It stands for calcium, lime, and rust. It's specifically designed to clean rust stains from bathroom fixtures.
Okay. Could you spell that for me?
Yeah. C-L-R.
Okay. Got it.
Stands for calcium, lime, and rust. See? I was never a good speller, but I got that one, huh?
Yeah, you did.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, if your family is like ours, you depend on that garage as your real front door for reliable access as well as protection. But a beautiful garage door can also provide a one-step update to your home's exterior, and it can totally boost your curb appeal. But if your door is old and worn, though, it could not only be unsafe, it might also be providing easy access for intruders while you're away.
So we've got some tips to help in today's pro project presented by Angie. Now, first, the garage door designs today are simply amazing. I mean, it used to be that you had to choose from a heavy wood door that needed a lot of upkeep to metal doors that were just cold and then prone to rusting. But today, there's a wide variety of composite and fiberglass doors available that look amazingly like wood, and they virtually need no care at all. Plus, the doors are better insulated, and they can keep drafts out of your garage, which is especially nice if this is a space that you like to use to work in.
Yeah, and in addition to being a better door, we also now have much better door openers. You know, today's garage door openers are part of a fully integrated smart home. And in fact, there's one manufacturer that came out with a garage door that even has an integrated camera and is connected to the Amazon Key program, where delivery people can get a one-time code to enter your garage and leave your package inside.
Plus, garage door opener security really is better than ever. It used to be that a garage door remote could open a lot of other garage doors in your very same neighborhood, but today rolling code technology means that it could never happen, which means your garage door is more secure than it ever could be. And that is today's pro project presented by Angie. Need help tackling home projects? Then you need Angie.
Connect with pros, book appointments, and pay right through your phone. Download the Angie app today.
Just ahead, new roof shingles are available with a 50-year warranty. While that might sound impressive, we're going to share why you might not get that value that you're bargaining for when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Need help tackling home projects? Angie can help. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects, upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. The Money Pit is presented by Angie. When you're planning a home renovation, you want to find the best pro for the job. Now, you can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects with the Angie app, so download it today.
Well, Jazz in Virginia is thinking about installing a new asphalt shingle roof, and she's got some questions, Leslie. She says the roof she's considering has a 50-year warranty and wants to know what would the typical cost be for a 2,000-square-foot roof in Virginia, and is it worth it, basically. You know, first of all, I've got a problem with the way warranties are being used by roofing manufacturers to kind of attract folks to buy their products, because you would think that if a product has a 50-year warranty and it doesn't make it through those 50 years, that you get a whole new roof, right? I mean, isn't that kind of what's inferred? Isn't that what it sounds like? Is that sort of the feel-good moment of reading about a 50-year warranty? But that's not what happens. What happens is you get the prorated value of what's left in the shingles, but you do not get any labor. So let's think about this. If you buy a 50-year roof and it lasts for 25 years, and assuming it was installed perfectly, then all you're going to get is about half of the cost of the shingles, and the rest of it is on you. So just understand what they're talking about when they quote 20, 30, 40, or 50-year warranties. And in terms of the cost, well, in Virginia, the average cost for a roof replacement is somewhere between $4,500 and about $7,500, depending on the size and the angles and how difficult it is to work it. There is a very good guide online that's called the True Cost Guide. And if you look that up, you will find all the details on roofing prices in your particular area, including all the variants, all the ways that, you know, the costs go up or go down. You'll get a pretty good sense as to what this should cost.
Yeah, Jazz. I mean, a roofing project is a pretty big project to undertake. I mean, it's noisy, it's invasive, it's fast. Believe me, it is fast. But it's a project you kind of want to just do once and, you know, not have to do it again for a long time.
Well, you could plan the most elegant outdoor party ever, only to have it spoiled by annoying little bugs flying around your guest heads by the thousands. Leslie explains how not to get bugged by those gnats in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, when we were talking about having it spoiled by annoying little, I was going to say children. All right,
I mean,
only kidding.
Listen, I love my kids, but you're right. Sometimes they can just be played annoying. I mean, not as annoying as gnats. And, of course, we love our kids, and we don't love the gnats. So even though gnats are harmless, they are irritating. If you want to keep the party gnat free, you really need to know how these little buggers live. They love wet, rotten, organic matter. They love mulch. So if you've got compost, cover it up. You should be raking and turning your mulch very often. This way you're going to avoid mold growing on the underside of it. And make sure that you don't have standing water or leaves maybe in your gutters. Keep your bird baths and water features clean of any debris. And here's another thing. Gnats hate vanilla, but we as people love the smell of vanilla. So vanilla oil and aroma oil burners can help keep them away, as well as vanilla extract. If you put it on some cotton balls and then place them strategically around your outdoor table, I mean, your guests are going to love the smell. Everybody's going to want to have dessert. Everything's going to be gnat free. And, you know, the kids can have ice cream and everybody can be happy.
Everybody wins. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, if you've ever had a major storm hit your house, you know that a home that's usually safe, sound, and secure can quickly turn into a leaking mess. That's why when the storm passes, it's really important to give it a very thorough check. We're going to share some of our home inspection knowledge and how to do just that on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.